Hello there, everybody. Welcome to Challenges and Choices, a special needs perspective. My name is Joey Poe, and with me is Evan Johnson. Evan Johnson is a coach of the Challenger Little League. We basically met them at the Challenger picnic, and we also met their daughter through the Challenger picnic in March of 2017, and this is our interview with him. Welcome to Challenges and Choices, a special needs perspective, Mr. Johnson.
Hello.
So tell me, how did you guys find the Clearwater Challenger Little League program?
Well, about 10 years ago, our daughter got interested in wanting to play baseball. So we signed her up with the Challengers division. The first year and a half, 2 years, it was, you know, new sport, kind of hit and miss. But after a while, she got more into the sport, playing baseball. And then a few years after we got her signed up, the coach that she had resigned and moved to it. Well, didn't resign, but moved to another team. So I, myself and my wife, basically took over the coaching duties for the team, so she could continue playing. Otherwise, her team would have been disbanded. And so we've been doing it, coaching about 8 years, I guess. So the first 2 years, we didn't really coach. But after that, my wife and I just decided that we'll take over the coaching duties. This way she can continue playing baseball. And she really enjoys it. She enjoys the camaraderie of the team, and also having a lot of friends and on different teams. She enjoys the jamboree that we have every year, and any other activities that we have throughout the season. Whether it be Threshers games, Rays games, she really enjoys baseball in general.
Okay, and what is the name of your team?
Our name of our team is the Beach Dogs. We've been several different names throughout the years, but our team currently is the Beach Dog.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wow. Now, I know you have a daughter that has special needs. What special needs does Hannah have?
Well, she's 16 years old, so she's going to be a junior in high school this year. She was born with Down syndrome. She's a very high-functioning, spirited person. She loves to interact with people. She's very, very smart, regardless of what the typical stereotype is for special needs kids or adults. The stereotype is, oh, they're not smart. They don't, you know, they can't do anything. But believe it or not, as I've seen with most people that I know that have special needs, they're highly intelligent. And yeah, it was kind of a struggle in the beginning, but getting used to, you know, having that situation. But you know, we've grown over the years. We've met many, many friends through different Down syndrome groups, as well as playing baseball. So, but yeah, she's a very smart kid, regardless of what people may think.
You basically have the Beach Dogs is your team. What is it
Correct.
like for you to be a coach handling a special needs team along with handicapped people?
I actually enjoy it. I look forward to it during the season. I look forward to getting up on Saturday morning. I know a lot of the kids that are on my team really look forward to coming out and playing ball. I mean, it's 2 hours on a Saturday morning. I have a wide range of disabilities on my team, from autism to Down syndrome, to one. I have one player that has CP, which is cerebral palsy.
Oh,
But
terrible.
all my kids,
Oh
all my kids on my team, they enjoy it. They enjoy the camaraderie of just coming out and hanging out. I think the youngest player I have is probably 4 or 5, and the oldest, I believe, is 22 or 23. So I have a wide range as most teams in the Challenger division, as far as different disabilities.
Okay, and okay, and I know you guys go to Disney World a lot during the summer and I also went to Disney World basically as a kid, so I could have a like a little side interest of that.
Yes.
And I basically love like Space Mountain and the Thunder Mountain and like all of the characters at Disney, especially the Lion King. What is it like for you guys to go to Disney World during the summer?
We go a few times in the summer, not too much because of the heat over there in the middle of the state, but we do go quite often throughout the year. I think it started back when Hannah was 11 or 12. She just decided that she wanted to go to Disney, so we did that for her birthday, and ever since then we bought season passes. We go several times a year. Hannah is the epitome of Disney because she can tell you where every ride is, where every character meet and greet is, what her favorite thing to do at each park is, her favorite character at each park. So it she's really happy and just a very happy child when we're all at Disney. She just enjoys, meeting the characters and cast members, and we talk to different people that from all around the world when we're standing in line waiting to go on a ride. We get to talk to certain people when we're sitting down just cooling off or whatever. So she has an absolute blast every time we go to Disney. When she knows we're going, we're counting down on the calendar, whether it's 5 days, 7 days, whatever the case may be. And then the closer we get, the more excited she gets. So it's a lot of fun for her, and it's a lot of fun for us just to see her happy when we go.
Now, now I'm going to like really say this. When the Wizarding World of Harry Potter was first being announced, Disney said like they wanted the author to like sign her rights, but they did not want her rights, and then they gave it all to like Universal. Do you like going to different theme parks or something?
Really, we haven't branched out. I do want to go over to Universal. But we mainly, when we've gone to SeaWorld We've gone to Busch Gardens. We've done Adventure Island. One thing we haven't done is Universal. I imagine that'll probably maybe next year or something we'll branch out and go to Universal. But we mainly stick to Disney just because we're familiar with a lot of the resort properties. She has her favorite things to do in each park, but I think eventually, yes, we'll branch out and go to Universal. I think she'll have an absolute blast. I know she'll probably want to do every roller coaster there. I don't know if I want to do every roller coaster there, but I know she would want to do it. So,
Because like you guys have a Nintendo Switch,
yes.
and basically they have like a new theme park being built, and it's going to be called like Epic Universe. They're going to have like everything from the Wizarding World, Fantastic Beasts, to the Nintendo World. And stuff like that, and I thought I might like tell you guys about that since you guys have a switch.
Yeah, well, yeah, that yeah, I know that is something that we're always looking for new games to play. We play the obviously we play Mario Kart a lot. We play I got her a sports game that's got like six or seven different sporting events on it. So, it's got bowling and golf and tennis and badminton and all, several other sports. So, we'll play that or we'll play Mario Kart or she doesn't have a lot of games on there right now, but I know that we're always on the lookout for new games to get her for birthday or Christmas or whatever. But that sounds like a pretty cool game, yeah.
Because now they have like Hogwarts Legacy for the Switch, but they basically backed it up in November. They were going to like put it in July, but then they said like let's back it up, play around with it, and then just release it to the Switch. And I just want to like give you guys that as an opportunity to like like learn about the world, and so that way you guys are ready to like experience this three of the worlds. One is Diagon Alley, one is Hogsmeade, and the other one will be like a Fantastic Beast world, and stuff like that. So I
That
figured.
sounds pretty cool. Yeah, I'll have to check that out.
Now, what challenges and choices have you guys faced and made along, in your lives along with Hannah?
Well, I'd probably say challenges that would be in the beginning, not knowing, when you're told you're gonna have a child with Down syndrome, you have to do a lot of research. So my wife, she was online every day, looking at the worst case scenario, the best case scenario, of things that can happen. And just as far as choices go, making sure that we're doing the best for her, what we can. As far as school, her friends, the teachers that she has are absolutely excellent. This year or last year, so we try to make it the best opportunity for her as we can to make sure that she's getting what she needs, both, in school as well as outside of school with the social skills. That's why we try to do as much as we can, during the summer with her, as far as like whether it be going to Disney or going to the beach or just doing, taking field trips, going somewhere for a day during the summer when she's out of school. So we try to make sure that she's getting the best of what she can get every day.
Now, do you think like you guys will check out the family cafe, whenever you guys, are basically in Orlando?
Now, yeah, we've actually done the family cafe before. I think it was the last time we went was, I think it was 2 years ago. 2 years ago or 3 years ago was the last time we were at the cafe. Yeah, because I think this year was the 25th anniversary. So I think
Yeah.
the last time we were there was the 22nd. So yeah, it's about 3 years ago. I mean, so we've been to the family cafe, so we know what it's about. I know, we know there's a Zumba instructor that Hannah used to do Zumba with on Saturday mornings at the rec center. But she leads the Zumba class there at the family cafe. So it's a wide variety of different things that parents can utilize, different programs. People help you set up whatever you need. There's different companies there providing information for whether it be wheelchairs or summer programs or work programs or whatever. So I like the family cafe. We've been several times. I think it's an absolute great thing that they do every year for kids and adults alike with special needs, so that everybody can just get together, hang out, learn from each other, go to the forums and just learn and absorb as much as we can every time we go.
Do you think you would like do the family cafe basically with us, like when we go back, in the summer? Or
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to do it again. I think we just took a couple years off just because there was some things going on. But yeah, I think next year we could possibly make arrangements to where we can, go over and hang out and, enjoy the weekend. I know it's a fun time for the kids because, they go down to the pool and they've got water slides and stuff. So, yeah, I think that'd be, a great thing to do next year. When it's, yeah.
yeah, because
Yeah,
like
so.
that, yeah, because like that used to be called the Peabody before, and then they switched it over to Hyatt, and then now it's called the Hyatt, so
Yeah, the Hyatt Regency.
yeah.
Yeah,
Well,
but yeah, that'd be something I think we could definitely discuss about, all of us going next summer. Yeah, I think that'd be a lot of fun.
all right, I think that that's it.
Okay.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast of Challenges and Choices, a Special Needs Perspective. I wanted to thank Mr. Johnson for appearing on here and sharing all of the details about his Challenger League and everything that he has done for us. Stay tuned for more episodes and stories coming soon. And also stay tuned for a family cafe, news update with my mom and my sister as we talk about the family cafe. And stay tuned for video games coming in the summer. I am Jerry Poe, signing off. Peace out.